Hey, you guys, it is Missy with the Evening Edit, where I dive deep into the minds of the creatives and driven entrepreneurs behind the brands that I get to work with. I cannot keep all these stories to myself, so on each episode, I'm going to uncover the stories, strategies, and secrets that fuel what success means to them. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this next guest.
You guys, hi, how are you? It's 2:15 a.m., and I'm recording a podcast. Have I lost my mind? No, I haven't. Have I? I'm not sure. But in the next like 45 minutes, my good friend and I are going to take off on a quick little 7-day road trip. She set up her schedule so she can work, you know, like basically from the car on the road, which is awesome that she has a job that she can do that. And I am going to be photographing five families along the way. So, you know, my goal for 2024 was to travel more with my photography. That's my goal this year with my photography. And I at first was like, hey, I want to do mini sessions in the desert. Like that would be so cool. And like, why can't I do that? So I chose Arizona because I know a handful of people in Arizona. And I was like, if I could just get a couple people to book a mini session in the desert, that would be perfect. And I did. And three of the four families I'm photographing all have ties to Minnesota and once lived in Minnesota. So that's super fun. So yeah, I have four families that I'm going to photograph while we're there. And I just cannot wait. Currently, it snowed last night in Minnesota. And I was just like, you know, I'm over that. Let's just head out of here. So at 3 a.m., we have decided to take off so we can get to our first destination at like a decent time. I was talking to Ricky last night. She's like, why are you guys leaving at 3 a.m.? And I was like, well, we're going to be driving in like places we've never driven before. We rather get in at a decent time instead of like super late at night when things seem more sketch. You know, anything can happen at any time of day, but we were just like, well, if we leave early enough and drive 3 to 4 hours until the sun rises, we're still in territory we know. And then once we get, you know, that four hour mark, we're like, we don't know quite where we are, then it'll be light out and then we'll feel so much better about ourselves. So where we're headed, we should get there before sunset. We're hoping. That's wishful thinking. I shouldn't have even said that. But anyways, this podcast today is going to be part one of basically just chit-chatting about my goals for more travel in 2024 with my photography. I just want to see more of the United States. You know what I mean? I've hit up the major states, you know, those major landmarks. Ryan and I did, I shouldn't even say we've hit up major landmarks. We actually haven't. Anyways, let me build off that. So like I've been to Florida, you know what I mean? I've been to Iowa, both Dakotas. Ryan and I did a road trip like probably 10 years ago now where we headed out. We went through South Dakota. We went through Wyoming. Where else did we go? Oh yeah. And then up through Montana and then back through North Dakota. So that was like a super fun road trip. That was almost 10 days that we did that. That was so much fun. We did the whole, like, we didn't go through the Badlands, but we went out and did like Custer State Park and we did Spearfish and we did, what was the other place we did? What's that other place out there? Oh, Sturgis. We were such like 10 years ago, it just seems like such a long time ago. And it really wasn't that long ago. But I feel like we just weren't as seasoned of photographers, seasoned of like travelers by foot. When I talk about driving cars, you know what I mean? Like we could have seen more. Anyways, we also stopped in Cody, Wyoming and watched my first rodeo during that road trip. So that was fun. But then we went into is it Yellowstone? No, it's not Yellowstone. When we went into, I had to take a quick break and look at my phone to see if it was actually Yellowstone we went to. Yes, it was Yellowstone we went to, and we spent like 4 days there. And I'm just laughing at myself because I'm recording a podcast at 2:15 a.m. Actually, it's 2:25 now. So, and Ryan just got up to go to the bathroom, and the dog just came out of the bedroom, and he's probably like, "What? Who is she talking to?" Oh, just me recording on my podcast to let you guys know that I'm so excited to bring you along with me just a little bit via this podcast. I can't wait to chat about the families that I get to photograph. I can't wait to chat about my time on the road with Kim and just how it goes for us, if there's anything crazy that happens or not. We do have the eclipse that is taking place today, and we are driving in the line of totality. Is that what it's called? Line of totality? Whatever. We're taking the path where this eclipse is supposed to be like the greatest visibility. And so we've been reading things of like gridlock and like traffic jams and all that stuff. I don't get too worried about that. But then when I think about it, I'm like, should I be worried? Like, is this going to add on hours to our trip? I hope not. I really hope it doesn't add hours onto our trip. We're headed to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I just feel like that might happen. Like, we might get a little behind, but we're going to be a few hours behind the eclipse. We're planning on watching it in like Kansas City if we can watch it there. So we'll see. By the time you're listening to this, which will be way later tonight, the eclipse is already going to have happened. So anyways, I also can't wait to go to Magnolia. I'm really looking forward to that. Never been there. It's super close to where my cousin lives, who are visiting in Dallas. I get to take her maternity pictures with her husband. I'm super excited. I did a little research on a few places we could go, and then I obviously asked her, she lives there, if she knew of any fun places we could take pictures or where she'd want to go. And so we're going to go to like a nature preserve / park that's down there. And I took a peek, and it's very reminiscent of like Minnesota, like a Minnesota state park. Bluebells are supposed to be in bloom right now, so that's kind of fun that I've never seen those before. And then I was like, oh, bluebells, Texas. Yeah, I feel like that's a thing. It's got to be. Anyways, so I'm hoping we can really hit up this field that has these bluebells and some wildflowers for the photos. They're supposed to be in bloom this time of year. We'll see if they are. And then, yeah, we're going to hang out with her. She's going to go to Waco with us. And then we're going to wake up bright and early, and we're going to head out to our next little adventurous spot, which is going to be in New Mexico. And we're hoping to get in at a decent time so we can scoot around the town a little bit, just see like some landmarky things and some fun stuff. There's also a couple more state parks that we want to just take a quick look at. I was talking to my dad's cousin, and he's from Minnesota, but does winters in Arizona now. So we chit-chatted a little bit, and he gave me some pointers on some things. So we're just going to do as much as we can in as little time possible, basically. And then we'll head into Arizona, and we'll be there for 3 nights, which will be great. Found this funky little hotel that we're going to stay at, and it's super close to the state park where I'm going to do mini sessions, and everyone's traveling for mini sessions. So like everyone has to drive an hour or more. So I think that's pretty cool that they're willing to drive an hour or more to the state park so I can photograph them for the little mini sessions. I'm super excited. I'll hopefully visit with some friends and family while we're out there. They know we're coming, so hopefully we can chit chat and just, I don't know, say hey. So anyways, this whole trip is basically to photograph people and landmarks and things, and I cannot wait. I really want to update my print collection on my website. So that's something that when I launched my website this December, I have prints from when we went to Yellowstone. And then I have prints from when we went to the Badlands. And I have prints from Mexico, and I have prints from Florida, and I have prints from Colorado that I've never done anything with. And so I'm going to have to figure that out. But for this trip, the different state parks we're headed to, and even just driving along the way, I'm super excited to make a few more collections And basically they're by like landmark, you know, like the Badlands, or it'll be like the Saguaro National, you know, my desert collection, that kind of stuff. And then I actually want to create digital downloads that will be available on my website so people can just download whichever size that they want. So everything from like 5x7 up to what, 30x48. I mean, I can go as large as that probably, and that would still print real nice. So yeah, so that's what I want to have. I want to have like some prints that people can digitally download and shop on my website. And obviously for that to happen, I got a little traveling. So that's what we're doing there too. So definitely a working trip, but I'm so excited that it barely seems like work, you know? It's just so fulfilling and so exciting that I get to do this. I also experimented with a self-tanner yesterday. It actually worked pretty good. The first application I did, I left on for like 2 hours because it said leave on 1 to 4 hours, and I did a medium. And so after like 2 hours, I was like, okay, I'm going to take a shower, wash it off because you know what I mean? And it worked. It was just super light. So I was like, well, I have all day. So I did it again. Then last night before bed, I took a shower, blow dried my hair, curled it, and washed off that self-tanner. And when I woke up this morning, just 15 minutes ago, I really like it. I have like a good little glow. It looks natural and normal. So I was like super pumped. I found this self-tanner, and it's just from Target. So anyways, I feel like a little better about myself because I'm leaving snow, because it snowed last night, which it's going to melt anyways. But leaving snow for Arizona on Saturday when we get there is supposed to be 90. What? Well, we're going to get there before Saturday, but mini sessions are Saturday. 90. I mean, us Minnesotans like to say it's a dry heat when you're in Arizona. Is that a thing? I don't know. Anyhow, I'm just excited for the sunshine. Our hotel has like a funky little pool area. And so hopefully we can lay out one of those days after we do a little hiking at the park and just like actually get some sun. I like to actively get sun. You know what I mean? Luce woke up and she just chased me down with her little teddy bear and wants me to throw it. And she's growling. I don't know if you can hear her. She has a little playful growl. So if you hear that in the background, that's her squeaking her little teddy bear. Anyhow, I probably should wrap up here because I have to leave in about a half hour to go pick up my friend Kim. It was so nice. We packed the vehicle up last night, everything. Like everything's in the vehicle, packed up, ready to go. Laid out all my clothes. So I just literally have to throw that on. Maybe put a little makeup on my face and then take off. So if you hear the squeaking, I'm so sorry. She's squeaking that teddy bear. Just going at it. The only thing is, okay, so leaving for 7 days. As excited I am to do this for myself, for other people, for expanding my prints that I can put on my website, like just all that stuff, I still get a little homesick. Yeah, I'm almost 40 and I get homesick. It usually lasts like a full day. It's like the day before I leave and then like a little bit of the next day, and then I'm fine until we get home and it's not a big deal. But, and it doesn't even matter who I travel with. So if Ryan and I head out for longer than a couple of days, like I just get homesick for the normalcy of home, for our pets, for just like safety and security, you know, that feeling. Our first big family trip when we went to Mexico, it was my parents, it was my brother, my sister-in-law, Ryan. We didn't have Luce yet. We just had our cats at home. And I remember that first night we were there in Mexico, I just cried in our hotel room and I was just like homesick for home, even though like my home was with me. Anyhow, so that's the other thing too, is like, obviously as excited I am, I still get homesick no matter how many times I've left home. Anyone else relate? Anyone else relate? Anyways, this was just like a rambling little podcast to let you know, like, hey, on the road, but I still wanted to give you a little heads up of what I'm doing, just to share why I'm doing it with you guys. And then, yeah, my part two is going to be next Monday when we are headed home. And I'll probably just record that one while I'm in the car, which who knows what the audio is going to be, but that's the fun thing. I make the rules with this podcast and then you choose to listen or not, and that's okay. Okay, you guys, I will chit chat with you next Monday after a full week of traveling. And I can't wait to share with you just like the highlights, more of what we did. I didn't want to expand too much right now and tell you everything we're doing, A, for safety reasons, B, to keep a little suspense for part two. That part two will probably be recorded from the car next Monday. I can't wait. Okay, I hope you guys have a great week ahead. And oh, I was going to let you guys know too, if you haven't, you should listen to Mel Robbins. It wasn't her latest podcast. This one was like from 4 days ago that she just let out, but it was so good. I listened to it yesterday morning and I was like, I just needed to hear all of that. Mel Robbins, I love her podcast. This one was titled What Makes a Good Life? Lessons from the Longest Study on Happiness. And she chatted with this guy, Dr. Robert Waldinger. He's a medical professional from Harvard, and they've done, like, I think it's one of the longest studies. It's been 86 years on what makes a good life. And it was just so good to hear, you know? I don't know. It wasn't anything groundbreaking, but when it's said out loud and said to you, like, this is what makes a good life, and there's scientific, you know, proof to back it up, it's like, okay, I got to take maybe the little things in life a little more serious. So anyways, go listen to it. I'll link it in the show notes because why not? Can I link another podcast in the show notes? I hope so. If not, I just said her name and the title of it, so you can search it too. Anyhow, love you guys. We will chit-chat so soon. TTYL. It's 2:37 now. Oh my goodness, I'm so tired. Bye.
All right, you guys, that is a wrap for today's episode of The Evening Edit. Thank you so much for tuning in and taking time out of your day to just hang out with me. Remember, you can catch a new episode every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, with the bonus episodes dropping every now and then too. If you would like to share your own story or work with me, email at hello@missyjonesphotography.com, and I would love to hear from you. That is it, you guys. TTYL. Love ya.